It's the award-winning Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 with Dan the Voice Diker, Philly Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichert, brought to you by the Days In Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Tomah Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Hi, race fans. Welcome into the Days In Midwest Race Report here on 101.3, 1460 through the BOG. Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, they're going to join me later on in the program, as are some superstars as we get you ready for the National Short Track Championships at the Rockford Speedway and Oktoberfest at the La Crosse Speedway. Coming up on today's program, Don Thunder Turner, the only man to have driven 50 Oktoberfest races. He'll be doing that here in a couple of weeks. He's going to be joining us. Also, the man, the legend, Rich Bickle, will be joining us, giving us some October stories from the past, and your NASCAR Whelen All-American Series Minnesota champion. That's Jacob Gaty. He won the Minnesota NASCAR Championship and the National Championship. We're going to pick his brain as well. Today's program being brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue, Dells Raceway Park. They've got a big showdown coming up tonight. Tomah Sparta Speedway just had the season wrap up with them. Their banquet's coming up November 9th. FansArena.com, Jano Collectibles, TheGlassCover.com, TACU Credit Union in Tomah, and the Midwest Racing Connection. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we get a loaded show coming for you. Stick and stay right here on 101.3 and 1460 WBOG.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Hi, race fans. Dan Diker, the announcer of the Tomah Sparta Speedway, thanking not only you for a great 2019 season, but our sponsors, TACU, All-American Do-It Center, Contractor Supply, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, P&P Products, Tomah Trophy and Gifts, Magnum.media, Tough Enough Auto Body, Shaw's Auto Salvage, DAZN in Sparta, O'Reilly's Auto Center, WWIS, and Don's Auto and Truck Center. Thank you for 2019. We will see you again in 2020 at the Tomah Sparta Speedway.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hi, this is Jerry from Big Boar Barbecue. You know we make great barbecue, but did you know there's more? Hamburgers, meatloaf, prime rib, hot beef, grilled cheese, grilled ham and cheese, ham stacker, and chicken wraps. Soups and chilies, and oh yeah, desserts. Buttermilk pie, bread pudding, strawberry shortcake, and ice cream. Don't forget, we cater any party, large or small. Voted best barbecue and best caterer 4 years in a row. Now that's a mouthful and more.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Tomah Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days In Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back in, race fans. The Days In Midwest Race Report here on 101.3, 1460 with BOG. Also, find the BOG on Alexa. The TuneIn app is WBOG, which we get several thousand people to listen to that TuneIn app each week. And, of course, online, CoolGold1460.com. Well, earlier this week, if you don't know by now, of course, I blew up the Facebook on several avenues, and everybody else who was involved in Midwest Racing also found it on Facebook that Carver, Minnesota's Jacob Gaty after waiting for a couple of days, found out that he earned Short Tracks Racing highest honor. That is the NASCAR Whelen All-American Series National Championship. And we couldn't wait to get him back on. He kind of summed up what he was looking for last weekend. And we enjoy his presence back on the airwaves today. Jacob, congratulations, man.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a big week, that's for sure.
You know, I want to kind of jump right into this here. As I was reading some different articles, I hadn't realized that you were actually paying attention to what was going on with Looney's performance at Langley Speedway last weekend. How were you being able to keep in touch with what he was doing compared to what you had to do at Elko?
Race monitor. That's the beauty of modern-day technology. If they're a subscriber to that or their track is, we're able to watch live timing. And so we were able to see before we went out for the first feature how he actually finished in his first feature. And then same thing with the second feature. Their second feature ended right before we went out. So we were sitting in the car and they informed me that, hey, Mike Looney only finished 12th in the second one. So, if we can win it, we can win it. we can win the whole thing. So I guess at that point the pressure was kind of on, but the pressure was sort of on all night. It was there and it wasn't. I mean, we had to win both, so it seemed like a long shot. But then when he was kind of struggling, then the pressure actually ramped up because then we actually had to perform. He didn't. And now if we did, we could win. So then that kind of the weight was on my shoulders and we were able to get it done.
Now, did you know after you knew he finished 12th in that second race and you were ready to go, did you have to win the race outright to get the national championship or could you finish second or third?
I had to win it.
Wow.
I had to win it.
Bullseye,
yeah.
Right on the back.
Right. I had to win both of them. So I knew that was so I was really pumped after just winning the first one because it allowed us to keep racing for it in the second one, you know? So, I was really excited after the first win and then probably some of the most nervous I've been going out for the second one. But I had a little comfort in knowing that the car was really good. And we had a good starting spot. Well, pretty good. We're starting ninth. I felt good about our chances in all reality. Like I said, the car was good. We passed everyone we needed to in the first one. I felt we could do it again. So I was excited to just get going and get it done.
NASCAR Whelen and All-American Series National Champion Jacob Gating joining us. He also chalked up another Minnesota title last weekend. I got to watch video of that second race in which you started ninth. You've got Nick Paninski running you sideways. So he's on the inside. You're on the outside for many, many laps. And obviously Nick knew in that second race his chances of a national title had gone by the wayside, that we wanted to stay in the top three. Were you concerned that, okay, this is Nick, and Nick is not a slouch, and Nick just wants to win the race? Was there a concern because you were right next to the double deuce?
Not really. I'm trying to think if he still had a shot to win it at that point or not. I'm not quite sure on his point situation, but at the time I didn't think he could win it anymore, right, from where he was starting. So, I figured that if he couldn't, he was mathematically out of it at that point, that I thought that it would probably be okay. And, you know, he's a good racer and, he didn't get to where he's at by just running over people and everything like that. So, I felt pretty comfortable, I was just anxious to try and get to the front, I guess, but it all worked out.
Jacob Gating joining us on the program, NASCAR Whelen All-American Series National Champion. You know, a couple of really cool things to go alongside of this that a lot of people may not realize as we did our homework. Number one, you're the first driver from Minnesota to ever win a NASCAR National Series, Regional Series, or Local Series national title. And you are the fourth driver in 16 years to win this national championship in the Midwest, away from the East Coast. I mean, man, that is a tough thing to tackle.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. It's not easy. I mean, these things take, you know, obviously a full season of dedication and, you know, things have to work out. That's not even in your control. I mean, you have to have cars.
Yeah.
You have to have options to race besides your home track. So, and we had that this year, you know, La Crosse Fairground Speedway had a great car count when we were there. So we hit that as much as we could whenever Alco was off. Greg McCarns worked really hard to try and get racers to come to his track. And I thank him for that. You know, I don't know why more racers don't go to Madison. I mean, I love going to race with Greg. And anyway, I mean, so we made the most of that. We went down there 3 times and I think we got 2 seconds, a win, or no, 3 seconds, a win, and a sixth, I think, in our trips down there. So those definitely paid off. And then, of course, Elko. You know, we had cars all season long.
Yep.
And it was tight a couple times, tight to that 16 mark. But, you know, they did a good job of keeping cars, and the competitors kept coming, and we didn't really wreck a lot of stuff. So, I mean, that's what I mean. I mean, you need to have everything. I mean, you need to run good, but you also need to have everyone else be there. And, yeah. And you know, you need to beat them. And so, yeah, I mean, everything has to work out in order to have a shot. And things just happen to fall our way this year. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I don't know. Everyone's asking, well, now what? It's like, well, let's just worry about this one or enjoy this a little bit because,
exactly.
You know, these things, you know, I don't know if I'll ever get the opportunity again to even, you know, be in this position, but we're going to enjoy this and then, you know, try and finish out the year strong too at the last few events we got. So.
And, of course, you can ask Nick Panitsky like anybody else. You had to have everything falling right. La Crosse Speedway can't control the weather. We rained out 2 double features, and that would have been a whole different story with the both of you. Jacob Gady, 10 wins on the year, 30 top fives, 37 top tens, racing at La Crosse Speedway, Madison International Speedway, and his home stopping grounds of Elko. So earlier this week, the phone rings. It is Steve O'Donnell, the NASCAR Executive Vice President of Chief Racing Development. You get the phone call. Number one, it's an odd call. So, you know, in this day and age, nobody wants to answer prank calls, but you had to know it was coming from the East Coast. How nervous were you when you got that phone call?
Well, you know, I was sure hoping it wasn't going to be a call for second.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Yeah, because nobody had posted the points.
Right. So, I mean, that was going to be the first. I knew that they called the champion. I heard that in past speeches and things at the banquet. So I knew that if we won, we were going to be getting a call. So, you know, any either Florida or North Carolina number, I got pretty excited when I saw it on my phone. And I got one around noon or 12:30 or so from Florida. And it was someone from the communications department. And I'm like, well, I think, and he's like, you know, this isn't the phone call you've been waiting for, but we need to get some more background information and stuff like that. So at that point, I'm like, well, I think that's a good sign. I mean, I'm hoping that wasn't just for second place information. But anyway, then at 2 o'clock or just after 2, Steve O'Donnell called and, a huge relief, I guess, at that point. You know, I thought we did everything we could do, and just to have it finalized and over and know that we did what we thought we did, it was a huge relief and a special moment.
6 consecutive NASCAR Whelen All-American Series Minnesota National titles. You saw him with that 2018 suit on this year. Hopefully we see him next year at La Crosse a couple of times in that 2019 suit. And the NASCAR Whelen All-American Series National Champion. Jacob, I wish we had more time to talk because there's a lot more questions I'd like to throw your way, but we'll definitely catch up with you at Oktoberfest. And I'll tell you what, man, it's going to be so cool to grab that microphone the first time you make your presence known at Oktoberfest, where I can officially announce that in front of a packed grandstand and a packed packed campground.
No, I'm looking forward to Fest, and yeah, that's going to be special. Even going, we got Thunderstruck 93 here this weekend at Elko.
Yep.
So our biggest event of the year, and I'm excited just to get back to the track for that same reason. You know, it's going to be special going back, and But at the same time, we got a job to do, and I'm excited. I'm excited to finish out these year or these events. You know, with Oktoberfest, we're gonna run every night down there. At least that's the tentative plan right now. So excited to get going on that.
10 wins, 30 top fives, 37 top tens, 3 racetracks, a whole lot of miles over the past 6 weeks, and a family to boot. He is your NASCAR Whale and All-American Series National Champion. That is Carver, Minnesota's Jacob Gaidy. Jacob, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program here, and we will see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, NASCAR Whale and All-American Series National Champion, Jacob Gaidy. When we come back, Don Thunder Turner and Rich Bickle going to join us. That's next on 101.3 1460 WBOG.
Are you still eating pizza that came from a warehouse, was loaded on a truck, then stocked in the store, and then into your oven still frozen? Boxed pizza? Really? Well, it's time for a change. The Pizza Oven on Highway 16 West Salem makes their pizzas fresh and in the restaurant. Build your own or try a house specialty. Are you a coach or just a parent with a kid on a team? Celebrate a win or commiserate a loss with Pizza Oven Pizza. Just call ahead to book a room and for special pricing on groups. Pizza Oven delivers too. Highway 16 West Salem or online at pizzaovenwi.com.
Saturday, October 19th at Dells Raceway Park. It's the Following 150. This is race number 5 in the Alive for 5 series, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Super late model drivers running for $5,000 to win. The Midwest Truck Series and the UMA 602 late models add to the excitement. Qualifying at 1:30, Green Flag Racing at 3. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. Rain date, October 20th. Don't miss the Following 150, Saturday, October 19th at Dells Raceway Park.
It promises to be a thriller.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Oh, here we go. Back at the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on 101.3 1460 WBOG. You can find us on the TuneIn app. You can find us on Alexa. You can find us online, like thousands of folks usually do every weekend. And our next guest is one. It's been a while since, I don't think we've had him on any full segment before. We've had some clips from him that I think Paul's gotten from the Speedway before.
I think I had a like a 3 or 4 minute interview with him about 2-3 years ago. Also.
Well, we're going to spend some time with him now because this is something that you don't, I've been announcing for 33 years, and I've worked at a lot of racetracks, and I've never seen someone that has put as much time and dedication into the sport of racing as Don Thunder Turner has. This year, he will be celebrating his 50th running of the Oktoberfest race weekend. We want to welcome in Don Thunder Turner. How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm about C-plus right now, Dan, but it will get better, I hope.
Well, I got spoken two, like a true teacher.
I've got two D's sitting next to me, so obviously you're the hot shot of the hour right now.
Oh, God, I feel good about being ahead of those two.
Don, number one, congratulations. I mean, again, I have worked at some tracks, Knoxville Speedway, Pikes Peak International Raceway, La Crosse now for 13 years. I don't think I've ever seen anybody come close to doing what you're about to do this year, and that is to put your stamp on a race for 50 straight years, man.
Well, I enjoy the sport, always have. My big brother got me started into it, and I guess I'm one of these guys that starts something, I stay at it. As you probably well know, I coached baseball for 30-plus years.
Yep.
I played softball for about 25 years, and my wife told me I had to take up a different activity.
So you go from softball to racing. How the hell does that happen?
Well, I bought a 1954 Ford in Tunnel City, Wisconsin, from a guy named Harold Cleveland. And we drug it back from Tunnel City with a chain, went to the North Side Speed Bowl, and that's where I come up with the name Don Turner, and that's where I started racing. And, I have been smart enough to quit since.
You know, That leads me into my next question. You came up with the name Don Turner. Well, for those of you that know, they know what your real name is, but why did you have to come up with the name Don Turner, and how did you come up with the name Don Turner?
Well, I was a fireman on the Milwaukee Road Fireman Engineer, and you belonged to a group, the union group, and if you did anything to raise the health insurance, you got kicked out. Well, I was a newly married fireman, and I needed the health insurance for my soon-to-arrive son, and so a friend and I were dragging the car to the racetrack, and we were making up all kinds of names because his dad was an engineer on the railroad, and his dad is the one that said, "Hey, buddy, you don't do anything to raise this insurance rate, or we'll get rid of you." So we're making up names like Whitey Sidewall and Fan Belt.
Belt.
Joe Clutch Pedal wasn't available then?
We didn't come up with that, but you ever get the giggles? We started laughing. And when we pulled up to the pit at the North Cross Speed Bowl, I had a Ford pickup dragging this 54 Ford on a chain. And how's this for a pit fee? It was $2 to get in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but that was a lot of money back then.
So this guy's riding shotgun with me, and the guy says, "Hey, you're new here." And I said, "Yeah." He said, "What's your name?" And on his shirt, it said Don. So I said, "Don," and the guy on my right side started laughing. And the guy goes, "Hey, what's so damn funny?" And he says, "Well, you got the same names." And the guy said, "Well, Don, you got a last name, don't you?" And I said, "Yeah, I do." And I was trying to come up with something, and my buddy yells, "Turner." I started laughing, and the guy was ready to kick us out of the pits, and we hadn't even got in the gate. "Here, pull it over there and underneath the tree. Get out of here." So that's how I come up with Don Turner. When we were pulling away, I said, "Hey," my buddy's name was Steamer. I said, "How'd you come up with Turner?" And he said, "I looked over his shoulder, and the cars were hot lapping, going around the corner, so I come up with Turner." So that's how the last name stuck.
Where does Thunder come in?
I got the daylights beat out of me. I was at Drake University playing outside linebacker, and we went against Nebraska in a scrimmage, and they had a running back that was about twice my size. His name was Bill Thunder Thornton.
Wow.
He come around the corner, and I stuck my head in there, and he knocked me into Never Never Land. And I'm licking my wounds on the sidelines, and our head coach is a guy named Bus Mertes, who went on to coach with the Minnesota Vikings, line coach. And third quarter, he puts me back in. As I was sitting there licking my wounds, I think probably had a concussion but didn't know it. And around the corner comes this Bill Thunder Thornton again, and same results. He knocked me out of the game.
Holy cow.
We're flying home, and the football team always played this game of cards called hearts. I'm sure some of you
played it. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm sitting there in a seat just licking my wounds, and I'm hurt. And a big defensive tackle, I remember his name was Dick Herzing, who went on to play with the New York Giants, said, "Hey, Rook," or "Hey, Thunder." I said, "What?" He said, "Your name's Thunder?" And I said, "No." He said, "The hell if it is, and it's written all over your forehead."
You know,
so that's how the names came about.
You know, we got a trivia contest based on your career as a baseball coach, and we're going to announce some winners here in the last segment, or at least our first six qualifiers. Talk about the great success you had as a baseball coach.
Well, I'm very fortunate. I don't know if Dan's been around. I know Doc and them have been here, but lacrosse is a hotbed for baseball, and it was.
Yep.
And I was fortunate enough to get a job at the La Crosse School District after my railroad job. I actually worked the 10:30 switchings for about 3 years, and then I'd go over to Central High School at 6:30 in the morning, shower, and teach, and then I'd coach. But after about 3 years, it got kind of tough sledding, working 20 hours a day. So I actually gave up the railroad job and stayed in teaching. But I was very fortunate to, I'd say, be in lacrosse when baseball was the hottest sport. And I was very fortunate to have people around me. I don't know if you know the name Jay Buckley.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows Jay.
Jay Buckley was my assistant coach, and, of course, he's just dedicated to the great game of baseball, and I was fortunate enough to be the head coach, and as I always say it, Buckley is the brains behind it, and I was the mouth. And we were a good combination, but at that time, we had a good feeder program, what I call a feeder program, because we had Zahn's Roofing had a team, A&W had a team, Vietnam Vets had a team, Dave Rudolph had a recreation league team, and Dewey Williams also had a team, and we were fortunate enough to Central High School to get all these kids coming our way. And boy, I'll tell you, as a high school coach, when you got six catchers coming your direction, it makes coaching a lot easier when you got choices of six instead of one. And as a result, our baseball successes just went upwards.
Again, we're talking with Don Thunder Turner about to celebrate his 50th anniversary at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Don, 50 years ago, when somebody would have said, hey, you know, in 50 years, you're still going to be running at the La Crosse Speedway, what would you have told them?
You're crazy. My mother, who's just passed away, was 99 years old and still driving, and she said, hey, kid, when are you going to grow up? And I quit doing that racing, and I said, Mother, when you quit driving, I'll think about quit driving. Well, she has since quit driving, and I haven't thought about it yet.
Again, Don's going to be celebrated this year at Oktoberfest. Again, just a what a tribute that is. And, of course, I wish we had a lot more time to talk to Don in this radio segment, but we will do some more interviews with him out at Oktoberfest. And, Bill, you're one of those guys that I've only been here for 13 years. You got to watch Don way back in the day when you were a kid.
Yeah, you got to race against my dad. Quick little side note history here. Don was also a referee for like football and basketball. He even refereed a couple of my basketball games when I was in high school. So you're not trying to age you there, Don, but thanks, buddy.
Did I call any fouls on you?
Of course you did.
You should have just flat teed him up.
You know, was that because you couldn't move your feet or what?
Well, I was a mid-pack legend then too, bud.
That's called that. He wasn't the sixth man. He was the eighth man. He came in with like 30 seconds to go in a game, right? Don Thunder Turner, it's been a pleasure talking to you again. We're going to really do some great radio interviews with you out at Oktoberfest this year.
That'd be great to get you out at a fest.
And I do got to give a plug, Jay Buckley Baseball Tours. They stay at my hotel four, five, six times a year, and they've got a good relationship with the Goes guys as well. So, Don, congratulations on 50 years, and we will be talking to you here in a couple of weeks at Oktoberfest.
Well, thank you, Dan. Thank you, Bill. And I thank you guys for promoting the sport of racing. You know, we need it these days, and you guys are bona fide supporters of the great sport. So I appreciate it from that aspect.
Well, we greatly appreciate it. We're just trying to get Paul Reichert to get on the same page as we are now. That is the number 7. You're going to see him at Oktoberfest in his 50th annual Oktoberfest race weekend. And again, that is Don Thunder Turner. When we come back, we're going to talk to a guy that's raced against Don Thunder Turner, Rich Bickle. Got some stories himself next on WBOG.
Saturday, October 19th at Dells Raceway Park. It's the Following 150. This is race number 5 in the Alive for 5 series, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Super late model drivers running for $5,000 to win. The Midwest Truck Series and the UMA 602 late models add to the excitement. Qualifying at 1:30, green flag racing at 3. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. Rain date, October 20th. Don't miss the Following 150, Saturday, October 19th at Dells Raceway Park.
It promises to be a thriller.
You want barbecue, but she doesn't? What do you do? Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We know not everyone wants barbecue. That's why we feature so much more, like our fried chicken, Philly steak sandwich, meatloaf, great burgers, salads, wraps, and more. So keep feasting the family, stop in and try something from our extensive menu. It's so much cheaper than a divorce. Big Boar and More, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
It's the Three Amigos, Paul, Doc, and Dan, on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. The Days Inn Midwest Race Report on 101.3 1460 WBOG. Also, the TuneIn app. Look for WBOG.
Love that TuneIn app.
WBOG on Alexa and Google1460.com. Our next guest in the program, again, next year we're going to have to make this a point to spend an entire hour with this guy because of the stories, because of the jokes, because of his dedication
to the sport. Our guy who edits this has a hard enough time keeping up with the beeper in 10 minutes. You think he's going to want to do a whole hour?
Too bad. That's what he gets paid the big bucks for. Rich Bickle is back to join us, and he's got a couple of big races here. He's got two definite. Rockford here in a couple of weeks, and of course Oktoberfest.
Yep, Rockford
and,
next week.
And and another possible one to come up this weekend. Rich, how are you, sir?
Great, and you guys, how are you doing?
Doing fantastic. We are watching the weeks and days go by. I'll actually get to announce down at Rockford for the first time this year ever with the Mid-American Stock Car Series, and I'm, of course back to Oktoberfest. You know, as the season winds down, you're such a storied veteran race car driver. Do you ever look forward to this time of the year when racing starts to wind down, or do you want to see another 8 or 9, 10 races?
Well, it's kind of funny. I mean, back in the day that, you know, just like, oh, my God, in like 1990, you ran 136 races. You never thought it was going to end. And now it's like, I haven't won yet. So it's like, I don't want it to end.
Speak of the edit button.
136 races, man.
You know, it's funny, you know, somebody said something the other day about Trickle and Reffer winning 67. And I mean, I really need to go back and look at 1990. I don't know, man. I won 13 to 15 last, the biggest race to end the year from up here and then down south. And I think I won half the races I was in that year. And I need to go back and look at that because, I mean, it's got to be close. I mean, I have to be near that number. And I never thought of that till Father Gruber brought the book out.
Nice.
I never thought of it. And it just never registered. I never thought about a record or something like that. I mean, you know, I was a young kid. I was trying to make my name. And it's kind of funny. You look back at that and you just go, my God, you know, I that year I didn't seem to lose hardly at all.
You know, way back then, you know, them guys, when stuff got done up here, usually Oktoberfest was the end of the season up here, they'd go barnstorm in the south and the west. Did you ever get to do that with them?
Well, at the end of the year, I mean, we won, you know, everything up here and went down south and won every race down south. I think there's only two races I didn't win. I had a flat tire in one, and I think it broke a distributor rotor in the other one, and had them races won. So I would have won 15 in a row. I mean, that was one of the years that just, I mean, we pulled in the garage here and it was over with. I mean, it was almost like, you know, how tight Jim Majeski is now. It's like, it's kind of funny. You look at it and you go, man, you know, them were some great days.
And of course, you look at how it is nowadays, you're like, Bubba Pollard is like the Rich Bickle from back in the day, because Pollard has won everything down south. He's won everything out east. Now he's been coming up here all the way to Canada and winning stuff. So it's kind of interesting that, you know, you did the barnstorming back of the day. Bubba Pollard's doing it nowadays.
Well, I give him kudos, but I'll take one up on that. I did it back when racing was a lot more competitive than it is now. And I say that in a positive manner. You know, back then there was way more competition than there is now. And not knocking what he's doing. He's doing a hell of a job. But, you know, back in the day, man. I told everybody I grew up in the greatest area and the greatest era of history of racing.
Without a doubt.
We went from everywhere and everywhere down south. And, you know, it was spectacular.
You know, nowadays when you want to go traveling somewhere, you got to change anything from an engine to a setup. How much did you have to change to go racing down south and out west?
Well, that's what the coolest thing about it was back in the day at Central Wisconsin Race Association. In the wintertime, we go up there and Adam's Friendship, the golf course, sit down. We didn't make rules. And all the drivers made the rules and all the promoters did what we said. And pretty much the whole country did. So that's why it's kind of ironic that I've been in race at 225 different racetracks. I almost made 226 this year. I was going to run actually a quarter mile at Kona after the Tuesday night race. And I got in a wreck and broke my wrist, my hand, and my thumb.
What?
So it's been kind of...
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it still isn't very good, but I was around Pete Birkin's car up there the next two nights after that, and I couldn't even hold my hand up. So, but that's how it is. You know, back then we made the rules, and now everywhere you go, even in Wisconsin, everybody's got a different motor rule. You got this, you got that, and it's really frustrating because... You know, you got to have four different motor combinations, you know, a bunch of chassis, different combinations, body combinations. It's just really frustrating.
You know, it's interesting that you say you guys set the rules back in the day. When we had Tom Reffner on the show about 2 or 3 years ago, we brought up the term the gentleman's rule of racing back in the 60s and 70s and racing 5 or 6, 7 nights a week. Where, unlike today, if you don't like someone, well, hell, they're going up into the wall. Then you're going on social media and bashing them. How closely was some of the racing you did back in the day? Did you follow also that gentleman's rule?
Well, it was all of it. I mean, we ran 5 nights a week. I mean, I had Monday night and Wednesday night off. You know, we ran Tuesday night at Arco Show somewhere in the 5 states. Thursday night at Connor, Friday night Madison, Saturday night Dell, Sunday night Slinger. And then, on, you know, 3 times during the year, we'd run Sunday afternoon at Connor, go back to Slinger Sunday night. And, you know, I've changed more body parts in the last year than I've changed probably 5 years of racing. I mean, it's like then they walk up to you and go, oh, man, I didn't mean to run into you. Well, then why did you? You know, it's just it blows my mind. It's just, you know, it'd be different if you're running for the lead or second or third and you get ground on. But when you're running for 10th or 12th and your car ain't worth a crap and you're just riding around the back trying to finish the race off and get wrecked, it's just frustrating. And these young guys, man, I'm telling you, if they wouldn't have made it very long back in the day, because I don't know if, you know, Marv and Dick and Tom and, you know, all the guys back in the time would have put up with it, what they put up with today. And it's kind of ironic, but
it's kind of funny. You know, it's kind of funny he says that. Look at Kyle Busch's comments after the race this past weekend and said, how many drivers are on this track right now that haven't even won a late model race? Talking with Rich Bickle, of course, he is in the book, Barnyard to Brickyard. We do want to mention that real quick before Paul Reichert fires off a question. You can get an autographed copy of Barnyard to Brickyard by mail. $24, and that includes shipping and handling and Rich's autograph. I want one with a beer stain on it. You can do it with
you
PayPal.
You want the beer. You don't want the stain.
Send $24 per book to Buy Barnyard Brickyard at AOL.com. Buy Barnyard to Brickyard at AOL.com. You can do that by PayPal. The easiest way to do it, get it by Oktoberfest. Check or money order. Send $24 per book to Gail Close, 7365 Elwood Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Includes your mailing address, and of course we're going to be putting that up on our Facebook page as well so people can get more information.
Yes, and let's not forget that Rich has won Oktoberfest back in 1986. Rich, what do you remember about that year's Oktoberfest there?
I don't even remember it, 1986. You know, 85 is a great year for me. Carl Wagner, you know, gave me a motor to use, and I went from being somewhat of a race car driver to being very competitive. In 1985, we won championship at Madison and Wisconsin Driver of the Year, and it just propelled into 86. And you know, it just that's how it started. And like I said before, you know, I went up there in 85 and watched Brian Reffner win. And, I mean, we're the same age. You know, I thought, well, hell, if he can win, I can win. And we're going up there in 86, and we went up winning. And you know, just it's one of them racetracks that I haven't raced very much at, but always liked it. And it's just ironic. You look back at things and how things happen and how the story is. And that's what part of the book is. People have no idea. My dad read the book, and he said he didn't know half the stories. That's my dad saying that. You know, I had one of the greatest guys in my life, Bob Newling, was one of my chassis builders when I first started RBR. And he read the book this week, and he called me up, and he's like, "Oh my God, I just have no idea what all this went down, and how bad things went, and how things went this way and that way." And yeah, it's just, you look back at it, and you look, you know, oh yeah, you know, it could have been, would have been, should have been, but you know, politics and things in life are crazy, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I mean, I've had one hell of a ride, and it's all been good, and I can't wait for this year and two more, and it'll be over with.
You know, I'm glad you used the book, because that segues into my question. You had a pretty cool book tour over the summer. How'd that go, and how's the book sales going for you?
Well, it's kind of funny. It was like being back in the day of racing. We'd race Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday while I was doing the book tour. I'm in the many racetracks, many nights in a row back in the day. So, so you know, it worked out great. You know, I mean, when me and John did this, we talked about it for 15, 20 years ago. And I said, you know, it doesn't matter if two people read it or 2 million. And it's what's great about it is the people who have read it. I mean, I've never had one bad comment. Everybody's been so ecstatic, like going, "Oh my God." And I did the show with Moody here a few weeks ago, and John went to the studio, and Moody grabbed John and said, "My God, thank you for somebody writing a real true story." And that's what's part of it. You know, there's a few people in the book that'll be really mad at me, but the problem is the truth is the truth. And if they can't stand it, well, I guess that's their problem. And you know, it's part of life.
You know, by the way, on behalf of those of us who are kind of old school, thank you for being so damn truthful, because let's face it, everything is all PC and these days, and it's kind of refreshing to see someone come out and actually, you know, tell it like it is for once.
Well, like I said, there's one story in the book. It cost me $8 million. And one of the few times in my life that I really had nothing to do with it, and I got ousted for it. And I mean, I thought about that, and I thought, well, God, there's 1,000 times I should have gotten in trouble, never did. So, you know, you look at that and you go, oh my God, you know, how does the banana cost you $8 million?
Oh, we got to read the book to find out.
Yeah, I'm telling you, how does a banana cost Rich Bickle $8 million?
All right, I'll play along. How does a banana cost Rich Bickle $8 million?
We got to read the book.
On that note, we do have to wrap up the segment again. We're going to definitely do an entire show one of these days with Rich. We're going to spend some more time with him out at Oktoberfest this year. The book is Barnyard to Brickyard. You can get it on PayPal. Buy Barnyard to Brickyard at AOL.com. It's just $24. You get the book. You get the autograph, shipping and handling. And again, check our money order. We're going to put the address up on our radio Facebook page as well. And let you know where you can get that book as well. And I'm sure they're going to have them at Oktoberfest. Rich, always great to have you on the program, my friend. We're going to spend some more time with you out at Oktoberfest and kind of get some more of these stories out of you, because I know people, it's one of the reasons they love you, is because you've always got a story. You're hilarious, and you tell it how it is.
Well, you know, what's really funny about that whole deal is that I never knew my mom had all the pictures to make the story legit. And that's what even makes it even better. I mean, You can never, ever believe it. If you look in the book and see the pictures, you're going to go, oh, my. And she had her stuff. And I had no idea anybody even took a picture. So that's the best part of the story, is because my mom was more of a racer than me and my dad put together. And, you know, just part of it. She was my world, and she's looking down and enjoying it.
Again, Rich Bickle, ladies and gentlemen, he's going to be at maybe he's doing some racing this weekend. He'll be at Rockford in a couple of weeks, and then Oktoberfest right after that. If you've never had a chance to meet him, I would encourage you to do so. Rich, it's always been a pleasure to have you on. We will see you here in a couple of weeks at Rockford.
Well, bring your book. We'll spill some beer on it. We'll have fun.
Sounds good to me. Rich Bickle, ladies and gentlemen, we got to split out, but when we come back, Paul Riker's got a lot of racing results from throughout the country. That's next on 101.3 and 1460 WBOG.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Are you still eating pizza that came from a warehouse, was loaded on a truck, then stocked in the store, and then into your oven still frozen? Boxed pizza? Really? Well, it's time for a change. The Pizza Oven on Highway 16 West Salem makes their pizzas fresh and in the restaurant. Build your own or try a house specialty. Are you a coach or just a parent with a kid on a team? Celebrate a win or commiserate a loss with Pizza Oven Pizza. Just call ahead to book a room and for special pricing on groups. Pizza Oven delivers too. Highway 16 West Salem or online at pizzaovenwi.com.
Hi, race fans. Dan Dyker, the announcer of the Tomah Sportive Speedway, thanking not only you for a great 2019 season, but our sponsors, TACU, All-American Do It Center, Contractor Supply, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, P&P Products, Tomah Trophy and Gifts, Magnum.media, Tough Enough Auto Body, Shaw's Auto Salvage, The Zone in Sparta, O'Reilly's Auto Center, WWIS, and Don's Auto and Truck Center. Thank you for 2019. We will see you again in 2020 at the Tomah Sportive Speedway.
Hi, race fans. This is Theron Reyes. This is Ron Vandermeer Jr.
This is Levon Vandergeest.
This is Bill Britzel.
This is Steve Bachman.
This is Steve Carlson.
This is Mandy Eckelberg.
This is Mike Carlson.
This is Justin Malkin.
This is Jonathan Eckelberg. You're listening to the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul
on Cool Gold 1460.
WBOG.
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 Welcome back, race fans. Days Inn Midwest Race Report, 1460 and 101.3 to be BOG. Radio man Dan Dyker, it's Paul the Penguin Reichert and Billy Doc Niles. Guess what?
What?
Coming up in the next segment.
Yes.
The final segment of the program.
Okay.
We have our first six qualifiers.
Nice.
The mega contest for Fest this year.
Can I run the generator?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
We're going to let you run the generator. Nice. And since my writing is bad, Paul, you're going to write them down. I'm just going to be in the background going, yay, come on down, yay, like Bob Barker.
How many, up to this point, how many correct answers did we have?
I think we had 102 and 76 that were wrong. And out of the 76, I think only like two or three of those were only off by one number.
And by the way, if your name does not get drawn today, it still goes back into the hopper for the next six next week. So
we still have all the entries we've taken up until taping today. We're going to run you through the number generator. We're going to draw six. Those emails I have will continue on to next week, plus the new entries we get. Then we draw another six at the end of the program. One person is going to win a four-day pass to Fest, which is pretty nice. A second person is going to win a four-day pass to Fest, which is real nice. The ultimate prize winner gets the four-day pass for Fest, $25 gift card to Onyx Bar and Grill, located in my Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center, in which you get a jacuzzi suite and a humongous prize pack from sponsors J&O Collectibles and theglasscarver.com. And that is now estimated at over $600.
Nice. You know what, Dan? Speaking of winners, I happen to know a guy who knows every winner from border to border across the country.
Oh, our producer, Jesse.
In a shining seat. Jesse knows
that,
too.
Well, you said winner.
I say a winner.
I know you're not going to reference winner to Penguin.
No. He knows winners.
Oh, okay.
Winners.
He's going to say, we're going to have to go cut.
That's right. Our boy, Reichert, he scours the interwebs to find every single winner he can from border to border and even across the borders. It is now time for the Reichert Race Rewind.
All right, Bill, thank you. We'll start with Wednesday, the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars at Placerville, California. Shane Golubic scored the victory. Thursday, the All Valley Super Sprints on the high banks of Anderson, Indiana. Bobby Santos scored the victory. And night one for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series out at Knoxville for the 16th Late Model Knoxville Nationals. Shane Clanton scored the victory. Friday at Cedar Lake, Thursday night's action at the Legendary 100 got rained out. They did race the rest of the week. Friday night, NASCAR Late Model Feature went to Pat Doerr. They had twin features for the NASCAR Modifieds, A.J. Dimal and Grant Southworth, the winners. Night one of the Wisconsin State Championships at Jefferson saw Riley Stengem win the Late Model Feature. Midwest Trucks in action, and Todd Cleaver scored the victory.
That was his first race of the year, wasn't
yes,
it?
Cleaver, he hasn't won in a long time, has
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he's been running dirt modifieds, I think. All-Star Circuit of Champions, night one at Atomic Speedway in Chillicothe, Ohio. James McFadden made it four in a row. Night two for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Knoxville went to Ricky Weiss. Race of Champions modifies at Lancaster, New York. Matt Hirschman scored the win. Another Matt Williamson won the Super Dirt Car Series race at Brewerton, New York. USAC Sprints at Terre Haute, Indiana for the Jim Herterbees Classic. Justin Grant the winner. And the World of Outlaws Sprint Cars at Stockton, California. Logan Schuchart scored the win. Saturday, final night of the Legendary 100 at Cedar Lake. Jesse Glenns won the NASCAR Late Model Feature, and Jake Timm took the NASCAR Modified Feature.
Attaboy, Jake.
Yes, at Elko, final race of the season there. Twin features for the NASCAR Late Model. Jacob Giddey won both, and he claims his sixth straight track championship.
Yep, sixth straight state championship, too, I believe, right?
Yeah, I think so. Grundy, the 58th running of the Tony Bettenhausen Classic taking place for the second year in a row. Paul Schaefer Jr. scores the win.
Attaboy, Paul. He has short hair now.
Yes, he does. Final night of the Wisconsin State Championships at Jefferson. Twin features for the late models went to Jacob Donnestad and Riley Stengem. Ultra fast overall winner thanks to a pair of seconds.
Nice.
All-Star Circuit of Champions night two at Atomic
By the way,
Speedway.
Trademark Bill Niles.
Bill, yes. Night two for the All-Star Circuit of Champions at Atomic Speedway. Aaron Rutzel, the winner. American Canadian Tour at Thunder Road Speed Bowl in Barrie, Vermont. Rich Dubow, the winner. Ty Gibbs won the ARCA race on the high banks of Salem, Indiana. Badger Midgets at Beaver Dam. Chase McDermott, the victor. Dirt Kings Late Model Tour at Plymouth. Mitch McGrath scored the win. Billy Baylog won the IRA Sprint Feature at Beaver Dam. Final night for the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Knoxville. The $40,000 to win A Main went to Jimmy Owens. Bobby Santos won the must-see race, the Extreme Sprint Car Race at Jonestown, Pennsylvania. Matt Williamson wins again on the Super Dirt Car Series, this time at Mohawk International Raceway in Akwesasen, New York.
You need to practice that more.
What was that again?
AKWESASNE.
Okay. Somebody from New York, call us and tell us what the hell that is.
USAC Sprints, Tri-State Speedway in Hobstad, Indiana. Kyle Cummings, the winner. And David Gravel won the World of Outlaws Sprint Car Race at Calistoga, California. Sunday, they had a big show, a Fall Bro at Lucas Oil Raceway in suburban Indianapolis. CRA Jake's All-Star Tour Race. First time winner alert, Jake Garcia took the win. Second youngest winner in series history, only after Brian Burgacher got disqualified.
Oh.
iCar All-Star Modified Tour also there. Buddy Gray, the winner. IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship Series out at Laguna Seca. Dane Cameron and Juan Pablo scoring the win.
Oh.
NHRA kicked off their count to the championship at Maple Grove Raceway in Monton, Pennsylvania. Richie Crampton, his second top fuel win of the season. Jack Beckman finally got his first funny car win of the season. Two in a row for Jason Lyon Pro Stock, as well as Jerry Savoy in Pro Stock Motorcycle. Pastor toured Oxford Plains Speedway up at Oxford, Maine. Derek Griffith scored the victory. Race of Champions Modifieds had their big U.S. Open event at Lancaster, New York. Patrick Ellerin leading the winner. And Tri-Track Modifieds at Monadnock Speedway in Winchester, New Hampshire. Chase Dowling was your winner. And that'll wrap it up for this edition of Reichert's Race Rewind.
Alrighty, all those names, and I tell you what, it's funny, every time we do this show, one of those names just finds its way onto social media, finds its way into Fox Sports, finds its way into NASCAR, or trucks, or whatever the case may be, and I've had a lot of people tell me in the past, they like listening to that segment, because there's always a name that go, I remember that name, while they're watching them race on national TV on a Sunday, or whatever the case is.
It's so cool that Paul takes the time to do that, and He's got
nothing else to do in his life.
He has no idea how much we appreciate it. It sounds like a lot of people around appreciate it. When we come back, we're going to wrap the show up. We're going to get our first six qualifiers for them big prize packages. We're going to get you all set up for the big races going on in the area. You are listening to the Days In Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and 1460 WBOG.
Saturday, October 19th at Dell's Raceway Park. It's the Halloween 150.
This is race number 5 in the Alive for 5 series, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Super late model drivers running for $5,000 to win. The Midwest Truck Series and the UMA 602 late models add to the excitement. Qualifying at 1:30, green flag racing at 3. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. Rain date October 20th. Don't miss the following 150 Saturday, October 19th at Dells Raceway Park.
It promises to be a thriller.
Are you still eating pizza that came from a warehouse, was loaded on a truck, then stocked in the store, and then into your oven still frozen? Boxed pizza? Really? Well, it's time for a change. The Pizza Oven on Highway 16 West Salem makes their pizzas fresh and in the restaurant. Build your own or try a house specialty. Are you a coach or just a parent with a kid on a team? Celebrate a win or commiserate a loss with Pizza Oven Pizza. Just call ahead to book a room and for special pricing on groups. Pizza Oven delivers too. Highway 16 West Salem or online at pizzaovenwi.com.
Hi, race fans. Dan Dyker, the announcer of the Thomas Sportive Speedway, thanking not only you for a great 2019 season, but our sponsors, TACU, All-American Do-It Center, Contractor Supply, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, P&P Products, Thomas Trophy and Gifts, Magnum.media, Tough Enough Auto Body, Shaw's Auto Salvage, DAZN and Sparta, O'Reilly's Auto Center, WWIS, and Don's Auto and Truck Center. Thank you for 2019. We will see you again in 2020 at the Thomas Sportive Speedway.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hi, this is Jerry from Big Boar Barbecue. You know we make great barbecue, but did you know there's more? Hamburgers, meatloaf, prime rib, hot meat, grilled cheese, grilled ham and cheese, ham stacker, and chicken wraps. Soups and chilies and, oh yeah, desserts. Buttermilk pie, bread pudding, strawberry shortcake, and ice cream. Don't forget, we cater any party, large or small. Voted best barbecue and best caterer 4 years in a row. Now that's a mouthful and more.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Days in Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. Days in Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and 1460 WBOG. That's Penguin and Doc and myself, the boys. And guess what? We're about to announce 6 qualifiers to our Oktoberfest Race Weekend Trivia Competition. But first, a gentleman that joined me in the tower last year to announce, I think did a phenomenal job, was the former PR director for the ARCA Midwest Tour. He'll still be writing their press releases this year as we welcome in Mr. Kevin Ramso. Kevin, how are you, sir?
Oh, man, it's great to be back.
Kevin, I am really sorry to cut you off, man, but we are running out of time here. We got to get these qualifiers. We got to get people set up for the night. 8th annual September showdown tonight. Twin late model features, 602 late models, UMA mods, sportsmen,
what happened there?
Bandits, hobby stocks. Hey, we don't have time for this. 2:30 qualifying,
Paul,
4 o'clock
did
green
lose,
flag.
Kevin?
Elko. 11th annual Thunderstruck 93 celebrating
Jesse,
the life of Dan Ryan. Midwest Modifieds, first time on asphalt. Big 8 late models, 4 o'clock.
Is this thing on? I'm not sure why we lost Kevin.
Oh, well, we lost him because we don't have time. I have the number generator. Are you ready?
All right, let's do it. You pick out the numbers, and we're going to go through the names real quick.
Right.
Here's the first 6 into the second and final round, which is next weekend.
Here is the button. First number come up, number 50. Who's number 50?
That is Miss Ricky Bobby, Kayla Ray Lockington. You have advanced.
Number 35 comes up.
That is going to be Brian Rutzer out of Evansville, Wisconsin. Next week.
Push that little button. Our next qualifier is number 69.
Did it. Audra Berger has advanced.
All right, hit that button one more time. 89 comes up now.
89 is Jim Jackson, not the Ohio State basketball player. Race fan Jim Jackson.
Race fan Jim Jackson. Our next number is 7.
Back to the top of the list. Oh, it's the conductor, former Hornet champion Nate Towner.
Wow. All right, last one. Hit that button. Number 27 comes up.
And let's flip the page here. Number 27 is Lynn Kohler. See, Lynn Kohler is married to Rick Kohler. Rick is the former crew chief of Go-Go Johnny Olsen.
All right, so there's our 6 qualifiers. They'll go in with 6 more qualifiers next week, and out of them 12, we'll pick 3 winners for our prize packages.
So, again, if you entered We didn't throw your emails and your entries away. I still have them stocked up. All those people that are still remaining in there, you're going to go on to next week, which we're going to put you in the numeral generator. And then all the new entries, you're going to join them. We're going to pull six more next week at the beginning of the program. And at the end of the show, two people are going to fest on us. And the third person, Paul, tell them what they win.
They win that that big prize package with the stay at the Days Inn. The jacuzzi suite,
yeah.
And the $25 gift card from Onyx Bar and Grill,
yeah,
and some prizes from Janelle and Glass
yes.
Cover,
yes.
You know, I hate
and
it.
And
four tickets to Oktoberfest.
Oh yes, of course, yes. The Oktoberfest tickets.
I hated to hang up on Kevin, but man, we were pressed for time. Kevin, I apologize. We'll try and get you on next week, my friend.
Yeah, but we're going to be talking National Short Track Championships at Rockford. We're going to be talking with Chuck Deary about the Lacrosse's Oktoberfest. We're going to be talking more national. We may not have time for Kevin.
Yeah, you know, he's going to come back with a vengeance at the live show in 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, that's if we have him on the live show. I mean, we have all these guests that come on. We may not have time.
Well, we'll see what happens.
He'll show up for the free food.
He'll show up for the food.
All right, that's going to do it for the program. Kayla Ray Lockington, Brian Rootser, Audra Berger, Jim Jackson, Nate Towner, Lynn Kohler, you've advanced to next week's final round of the Oktoberfest giveaway. For Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert, our producer Jesse, on the voice radio man Dan Dyker. Until next Saturday, support your local short tracks. This is 101.3 AM 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Days Inn Midwest Race Report, brought to you by the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Join us next week at the same time for the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.